Surat al-Imran contains many details about the story of Isa alayhi salam, but it also contains an ayah used by certain groups to spread some doubts and uncertainty on how the message of Isa had ended. Allah says in Surat al-Imran, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ. The meaning intended from this ayah is clearly stated in the translation given here. But their claim is that the word mutawafika in Arabic means something else other than what you see in the translation, since, as they claim, mutawafika in Arabic actually means to die or to take someone's soul in death. Because when we consider other examples with this word in it, we can see that it does contain the meaning of death. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. And Allah created you, then He will take you in death. And therefore, Isa, according to that claim, had actually died. And while this seems to make sense, the part about Isa alayhi salam is actually incorrect linguistically and also in terms of interpretation or tafsir. So let's break it down bit by bit to understand what is the problem and how should we understand this ayah. The word mutawafika comes from the verb tawaffa. And while it can indeed be used to mean to cause death, it would be a mistake to say that it is the only meaning for this word, because it can also mean to take, to compensate, or even to cause to fall asleep. So not just one meaning. Like what we see in these examples. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Then will every soul be fully compensated for what it earned. So there is no mention of death, but it is compensation. تُوَفَّى, to be compensated for. And the same word can also refer to falling asleep. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. And it is He who takes your souls by night and knows what you have committed by day. And in this example, it is used with the meaning of to take. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. So the point is that saying that this word exclusively means to die or take someone's soul in death is inaccurate, as it has many other uses and meanings as we've just seen. But then comes the question, if that word does indeed have several meanings, how can we conclude which one is meant in this context? How do we know if the word mutawafika is not used with the meaning of to die or to take someone's soul? Well, this question can be answered through the first principle of tafsir, which is tafsir of the Quran using the Quran. And in short, there are other ayat in other surahs of the Quran that conclusively tell us that the word mutawafika in this context from ayah 55 can only mean to take and not to compensate, to cause to fall asleep, or to take one's soul in death. And the ayat we're talking about, they can be found in Surat An-Nisa, three consecutive ayat. At the beginning of the first of the three, we see an obvious indication that Isa was not killed or crucified. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Second, in the ayah that follows, we read, بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah raised him to himself. And then third, and most importantly, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. And this means that the people of the book will believe in him, meaning Isa, before his death, which leaves no doubt that Isa alayhi salam has not died yet, and that the people of the book will, so future event, believe in him before his death. Importantly, this ayah was the answer of the Sahabi Abu Hurairah when he was asked about this doubt of whether mutawafika means to take someone's soul in death or just taking in. And he used this very ayah to interpret the meaning of mutawafika and explain it. And therefore, according to the Quran, there is no doubt that Isa alayhi salam has not died, but was taken and raised to Allah. And this also shows how important it is to look at the ayat in context and to first understand the Quran using the Quran itself. Thanks for watching. If you want to start learning the Tajweed, then start with this playlist. And also, don't forget to check my latest book about Tajweed and download the companion app. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.